While the U.S. red meat industry achieved record exports in 2021, that export market is being held back by persistent logistics problems. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we share some comments USMEF economist Aaron Bohr made at USDA's Agricultural Outlook Forum on the continuing impact of shipping bottlenecks that materialized after U.S. consumers' massive shift from spending on services to spending on goods.
Asian exporters are paying premium shipping rates, sometimes 10 times what the rate is for going from the States back to Asia. And the shipping rate disparity incentivized sending back those empty containers, so turning them as quick as you can. And this results in shipment delays. So as exports get bumped for empty containers on ships, cargo is delayed weeks or even months waiting for shipment space. I know I was talking to one exporter and they had product sitting on rail cars outside of the West Coast port, waiting to go to China, luckily frozen product, but waiting for 21 days, 30 days for ship space.
Chilled meat exports command strong premiums over frozen product, but the uncertainty of available shipping capacity is impacting the chilled meat trade in particular because exporters count on reliable shipments and short shipping windows to ensure product quality.
Chilled is a big part of U.S. red meat export portfolio and our competitive advantage. So we had $3.73 billion in waterborne chilled beef exports last year, or an increase of about $1 billion over 2020. And the important note is the premium on a per pound basis over frozen. So we want to be in this chilled business. When we sell choice and prime product into retail, it needs to be chilled. This is how these markets have been developed. We want them to be day in and day out customers. And we want to capture these big premiums of, for example, $2.54 a pound in Taiwan. And when there's uncertainty added in and it's no longer a just-in-time business, it becomes really problematic.
For more, visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.